Okay. Kodesh Breishis, Sefer Breishis, as many in Yonim, I like to focus on the Karbonos of Cain and Hevel and see what Musa Haskell we could derive. Besides the issue of jealousy and that, I want to talk on another thing. I don't want to focus on that aspect, which is, you know, of course, an obvious thing to derive. I think we've discussed it in the previous year, that aspect. I wanted to see a different aspect. Imigez Yomim Vayavei Kayin Mipri Adom Mimchal Hashem. So Kayin brought a mincha from the Pri Adoma. And Rashi says Min HaGaruah. Yesh HaGodesh Omer Zera Pishton. It was from flax, a korban from flax. The Hevel, Hevi Gamhu, Bibchoros Sono, he brought animals. Ooh, wah. Umichalveim. You know, he brought the spitz. He brought the spitz, the fat animals. Ha'isha Hashem El Hevel Vel Menchoso. So Hashem, you know, accepted the korban Hevel, and Kayin El Menchoso Lo Sha'ah, and then Vayichal Kayin Ol Vayipuponov, etc., etc. So what was going on over here? And then, you know, of course, Cain killed Hevel, and we know the whole story. So just before we begin the part, I want to really stress, there's a fascinating shot in the Sefer Ikrim on page 3. Sefer Ikrim by Yosef Albo is one of the classic Machshavas Hashkofas Svarim that we have. We have the new printing, the two volumes with the Nekudos. He says, he wants to say the following shot in what was going on with Cain and Hevel. Shenoldu Cain veHevel roes haAdam aviim torech ba'avodas Adam v'zareh chitu sora chartzim ochel nizam netzmochem hoshav kolechem mehem derech la'atzmo kavash kolechem mehem hoysav v'keres v'toch basa Cain lakach lo umnus la'avodas Adam v'isha yachoshev she'en yisrom la'adam al ba'alei Cain. But why did Cain, why was he an oved Adam? Why wasn't he a roet zon? Because Cain thought that man doesn't have right to have a dominion, to have shlita, have rulership over animals. In other words, man and animal are on the same level. Animal and man, both of them, all animals. We don't have any right to balabativa over the animals. That was Cain's hashkafa. So therefore, Mamela, the only thing he did was be a Oved Adama, because you have a right to be any extra packets? You have a right to, it's the wrong packet. Yeah. You have a right to you have a right to what? To rule over the weeds and the plants, so you can be Oved Adama, but you can't be a roet zon. That would be improper, because man is no greater than animals. El bezebi yosu yodei lavadas Adama lios nizom mimivkar tzmachim ki ocha shara Adam nizom min tzmachim kshar balichaim chashav shuruch echad lekol kmoze kemoze ze hevi mincha mipri Adama. So therefore, he brought the mincha mipri Adama. Because he says, "Lo avi korban min ha'balei chayim." He will choshev yisun sheish lo aleim avodas adoma yisun godol shoyel havi al korban lafi shoyel lo avi priyed etc. The hevel, that's paragraph. He choshev sheish lo aleim yisrael ha'balei chayim. Hevel thought that no, man does have shlita on balei chayim, but even he thought a little bit like Cain, that man has shlita but only for a korban. In other words, in Inochanami, man also is no greater than the animals. Choshev sheyisun hazehu sheyelo memshal aleim yichbosh osom tachtav lasos melachto. Velo sheyeh muter baharigosim. Yo choshev sheyelo odom yisun al bari chayim bezeh. And that's why Cain wouldn't bring a korban. But then once HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the korban of Elfisha, look at the second paragraph, second column, of Elfisha das hevel hoya sheyish l'olam yisron al b'chayim yochal o'ogol samutzah chavoa who korban, also you call it yisron al b'chayim he came malas odon lovi mikor sonam chaldeyim shah Hashem el hevel mechassalios korban ha-shleims. The reason why the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take Cain's korban is because it was shvacha stuff. He gave him solos. He gave him bad stuff. But he wants to say another idea, that the reason why is because if Hashem would have accepted the korban of Cain, then God is would kiviyochol being agreeing to the hashkafa of Cain, that man and animal are the same. And so even though Hevel also only thought Lutzorah Korban, but at least that was more Korav Le'emes than Cain. So that was the issue. That was the issue. That was the issue of whether man is greater than the animals or not. That was the whole issue here. And then he says, "Ki achar Hashem yisbarach shoy al kevel v'mechoso nira shehu mutar lagos balekayim." So Cain thought that once God accepted the carbon of Hevel, so you see that man can kill balekayim, and l'shitas Cain, man and Bali Chaim are the same, so if you're allowed to kill Bali Chaim for a korban, so then why can't I just kill my brother also? And that was the whole thing. But that was you look at it in more detail. I don't want to spend too much time on this, because it's time an interesting idea, that this was goof for the whole machlokus between Cain the Hevel, whether animals, Cain held animals and man are all the same. So once and has no dominion over and Hevel also more or less agreed to that. He just told Tzorach Korban it's okay, and the whole idea was because Baruch wanted to show that that's not a truism. Okay, but that's something to look for another time. What I want to talk about now is this idea of when you're doing something, the Rambam writes the following: called Dover Shein Apostle Mevi Oso L'Chadchila. When you bring a korban, just because something, you know, like we saw Esrogim, right? So you can have a most beautiful Esrog, and you can have an Esrog that's not nice, but it's kosher. So just because something is kosher doesn't mean you should do that L'Chadchila, right? We always try to do Min HaMuvchar. So Lo Kol Dover Shein Apostle Mevi Oso L'Chadchila. In other words, if you chayev an ola, you shouldn't bring a thin animal because it's a chor or an ugly one. In other words, anything you bring from a korban, you should bring min hamufka, as Hevel did, and not as Cain did. Because there's this aura, the Pasuk in Malachi. Pasuk says in Malachi, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yudalad, number page 5. V'aura nochel v'yesh b'edro zocha, v'nodav v'zavech moshchos l'ashem, ki melech gadol ani om ha'ashem tzvot shmina rabagoyim. A special curse. Nochel means a trickster. A person's a trickster. He comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and he tells them, you know, I'm bringing this very ugly animal because that's all I have. That's all I have. I can't do any better. So the pasuk says, if that's all you have, fine. But you get a curse when the yesh be'edro zocher. You really have in your flock something very nice, and you just don't want to bring it. You just don't want to. So that's oror nochel. Oror, the guy who's playing a trick, nochel means playing a trick, and telling us that he only has bad stuff, V'yesh be'edro zocha. So that's the pasuk the Rambam's quoting here. When the Rambam says, lo kol dover she'en apostle mevi oso l'chatchila kesad ya chayiv ola lo yovi sech kochosh mekar v'yomar ein b'mum al zenema oru nochel v'gomer. That's this pasuk in Malachi. That a special curse, that if you could do better and you're settling for mediocrity or even less than mediocrity, you get this curse. And the Rambam has a similar idea on page 6 in the end of Yisuri Mizbeach, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam writes, the halacha is that there are different types of oil. There's the most pure oil, the second level of oil, the third level, right? Different levels of purity of the oil. So when it comes to menachos, they're all kosher. You can eat, you can bring the most pure oil for a korban mincha, or you can even bring very less pure. So the Rambam writes, "Umeachar shekulam ksheirim lemincha, lama nimnu?" Why do we mention all the types of oil if they're good? All of them are good anyway. He'll just say they're all good. What's the point of discussing each particular one if they're all good? They're all good. No, can they lay the yofish? Because you have to know which is better than which. She'en l'malim men of ashava pachas liskos. Wrote the Liskos Atzmo Yaakov Yitzah Harav Yachiv Yado V'Yovi Korbanu Min HaYofen HaMeshubach. The person really wants to do the right thing, and he wants to defeat his Yitzahara, etc., he should bring from the best. Shebo'osu Amin SheYovi Menu HaReinema B'Torah V'Hevel. And the Rambam quotes the Pesukim by Hevel here. Unbelievable. The Rambam quotes the Pesukim of Hevel Hevi Gamhu B'Mchor Sa'on Chelveyim Yashem Shemel Hevel Minchosu Hu'adim Chol Dover Shul Hashem HaKel. So the Rambam says, from this thing of Hevel, you learn out that anything that is L'shem Shamayim, Shiyem and Hanoah V'Hatov. That anything you do L'shem Shamayim, you should always do it like Hevel did it, on the best way possible. In Bona Beis Tfila, if you're making a shul, Yenoah V'Beis Yeshivoso. The shul should be nicer than where you live. Echel Roiv, if you want to give a poor person who doesn't have food, when you want to do a chesed, so yachel, don't just give him junk stuff. Give him good, top quality. Take him out to doggies. I don't know. Give him the good stuff. Kisa orum. In other words, if you give him clothing to a person who doesn't have clothing, just don't give him the mere like Kayan did. Give him the best. Hikdish Dovi Yakdish Ben Ayofen, etc. Chenu Omer Kol Chelav L'Hashem. And Ram, so this idea that when you're doing something, whatever you're doing in life, if you're doing it already, you got to do it in the best way possible. The best way you can possibly do it. And if not, if you say, oh, you really can't do it, so if you really can't do it, okay, but if you can and you're saying it, then that's this Pasuk in Malachi. Oru Nochel. The horror of a person who nochel v'yesh b'yedro zochar, meaning, in other words, and obviously we're not bringing korbanos today, but you can apply this pasuk in Malachi to everything in life. In other words, you want to do a chesed, you give somebody a ride, so take him all the way if you can, and if you can't, and you, in other words, when you're doing something, do it in the top notch way. Don't try to do a schlocky job. If you're a professional and you do something, you're a doctor, so you do it with your whole koichas. You do it the top-notch job, because if you have the ability to do it and you don't, so that's what the Rambam quotes this pasuk. Oro nochel v'yesh be'edro zocher. And that's what the Rambam says in Yisroel Mizbeach. That was Hevel. That Hevel does the best way possible. So you build a shul, you do it the nicest way you can. If you can't, you can't. But if you can, you do it the nicest way you can. You're doing a chesed, so do it the best way possible. Don't just do it, you know, to be yotzei zayin. No, do it, you know, the best way possible. They say from Rav Huttner that the worst thing is to be a beinoni, because if you're a beinoni, mediocrity, that means that really you have the ability. Obviously, you're not just you have capabilities. Because if you didn't have capabilities, you wouldn't be a beinoni. You'd be the right. We have capabilities, we don't use it to your fullest. Because you have those capabilities. If you don't have, then you wouldn't have been even a Beinoni. So that's this idea. Oror nochel v'yesh be'edro zohar. That, in other words, don't try to fool anybody. Here at the end, it was talking about you fooling the Beis HaMikdash. You're telling him that you're bringing this korban because you don't have anything better. But you go home and look in his corral, and you'll see a very fine. He just doesn't want to do it. He can do it. It's just an excuse. So that's the idea that a person shouldn't say, give an excuse, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, and you know usually whether you really could have done more. If you're doing a chesed, so do it fully. Don't just do a half-baked job. If you're doing something, you're going to be a doctor, a lawyer, whatever you're doing. So if you're doing it, do it right. Don't do. It's never good to do things, half-baked. If you're going to do it, you're going to learn. So, learn to the maximum of your abilities. Or else, if you don't have the, because Baruch Hu is only going to ask you to what your abilities are. But if you have the abilities and you don't, so that's exactly Oro Nochel V'yesh Be'edro Zocha. That you should always try to do things in the top way. And it's interesting that the Pirkei Rav Lezer says that Yeshua Mekorcha Omer Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Pirkei Rav Lezer says the famous comment of where does shatness come from? That you can't have shatness, you can't have semer upishtim. So it comes from the fact that we don't want to mix Kayin and Hevel, because Kayin brought the flax. Hevel brought the animal which has wool on it. So not to mix Kain and Hevel, we have the Issa Shatan. So Yeshua ben Korcha Omer, Hama Kodesh Baruch Hu, Al Yis'arvu Minchas Kain v'Hevel Olam. Shemachas Yishom Yis'arvu B'Ered Begin. Shanema Lo Tzilba Shatnesa. So Shatnes comes from the mixing of Kain and Hevel. So I think, based on what we said before, I think it's very important, because it's very important to know what is the best way to do something, and what the way that it's just an excuse. And if you mix them together, you mix up the way you really can do it with the way you're excusing yourself of doing it, and you become one mixture together, then you totally are faking yourself, and you're faking the Ribono Shel Olam, because you're putting together what the excuse with what you really can do. And you have to know that it's very important to see the clear distinction between what you really can do the best way and what's just an excuse. And to know that, at least if sometimes you fall short, at least you know you're falling short. But not to trick the Ribono Shel Olam, but to trick yourself. Or no, it's always, you have to know what's really an excuse and what is really legit. So, but don't mix the two. Don't mix the excuse with what really you could do much better. So always keep them separate. Don't try to mix the two. And that's shatness. That's not to mix Kayin the Hevel. Kayin, he tries to get away with the lower form. So we're not working now with the Ikrim that says that it was a hashkafic thing of whether man is, etc. But in other words, know what the true score is, what you really can do. And don't try to fool yourself and say, I can't do this, I can't do that, etc. I mean, there's a famous Beis Halevi in Vayigash that he quotes from one of the Chazals that say a person, why, who was a professional, he was weaving nets, etc. The Beis Halevi quotes, and he says, well, he can't learn because he doesn't have the head. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but who gave you the head to weave the nets, etc.? You know, the famous idea. Then there's one last point in the Korban and Kain, the Hevel, and that's the following. The Yalkut Shimoni, famous pasuk in Malachi that we all know, we end Shimon Esrei, V'orval Hashem, Minchas Yudav Yushalayim, Ki Mei Olam, Ukshanim Kadmanios, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is sweet to God, Minchas Yudav Yushalayim, Ki Mei Olam, like the Korbanos that were brought in previous generations. What are the Korbanos that were brought in previous generations that are sweet to God? Ki Mei Moshe. And then he says, keep going, Rabbi Omer Kimei Olam Kimei Noach, Kshanim Kadmonios Kimei Hevel. That the Korban of Hevel is sweet to God. That's included in the Korban that's sweet to God, Kshanim Kadmonios, that you were praying that our Korbanos should be accepted to weigh the korbanos were the sweet korbanos of yesteryear. It's referring to Shanim Kadmonios as the korban of Hevel. So the question, let's ask, Sefer Rinas Yitzchak asked the question, why is Hevel's korban? He wasn't the first one to bring a korban. Adam Arishim brought a korban, right, before. So what was special about the korban of Hevel? So we know, we said before, that Hevel's korban was special because he did the best. And he didn't try to fake. But there's something more. Rinas Yitzchak on page 9 says like this, that Adam brought a korban, but why did he bring a korban? Because he sinned. The korban was a kapara, so it wasn't totally l'shem shemayim. There was an ulterior motive there. He wanted to get atonement. It was a selfish motive. In other words, whenever you bring a korban because you sin, there's a certain level of selfish motive involved. There's a personal agenda involved that you want, which is fine. You want a kapara, but Hevel, there's no sin. There was no sin. He totally, totally pure intentions. That is Orval Hashem. I think that's an important yisod. In life, you know, very often people have agendas, and which is normal. You know, you have certain goals and agendas, but sometimes you should try to do certain things that are pure. Certain things that are pure without, in other words, doing something because what am I gaining from it? You know, doing something even though, you know, in this world maybe you're not gaining, but it's the right thing to do. You know, that's the most sweet to Ribon Shalom. That's the Hevel. He quotes, that's why the Medrash says in Tanchuma that what's the sweetest korban from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ktoris. Page 10. Vasis Mizbach Miktar Ktoris, Zeshama HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Ktoris Yisamach Lev. The Torah Shemach Lev, page 11, take a look. Three, four, five, six lines from the top on page 11. I'm not going to sparkle. Mikol ha-karbonos shatem akrivim ein chaviv alai kiktoris. In other words, Ktoris is my favorite korban, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Shekol ha-karbonos kulam l'tzorcheichem shel Yisrael. In other words, every other korban is for your own good. You know, chatos ba'al achet, Asham, another type of chait, etc. But Ktoris ain't a ball lo al chait, lo oban, lo asham, elo asimcha, Shem, in other words, just to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy, etc. So says the Rinas Yitzchak, even though Hevel's korban wasn't a Ktoris, but it was the same yisod of a Ktoris. There was no ulterior motive. And sometimes a person, you know, because a person's always doing things with ulterior motives, he becomes a very selfish person. Sometimes you have to do things, you know, that thing, oh, what am I gaining from it in terms of, you know, am I going to, as a result of doing this, well, you know, I'm going to gain this. No, you're doing the right thing. This is a chesed, and I'm not gaining anything. Although, obviously, you're gaining shemayim, but in this world, it's not if I do this chesed, then I'm going to get this job, and, you know, all types of agendas that you have. No, sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes, we're normal people, we have to sometimes do, but sometimes people always do things like that, always with a, with an ulterior motive. Sometimes, no. You're doing the chesed, you're paying, you're being vachar chola, not because you wanted the guy to do you a favor. No, it's pure. That was Hevel. That's Ktoris. So I think you learn from the korban of Hevel two things. The idea of what? Of mina mufkar, not to chas v'sholom be susceptible of the oror nochel v'yesh be'edro zochar. That the aura of the person who's fooling, he's trying to fool the base mixture, he's trying to fool himself. In other words, he knows he can do a better type of chesed. And he says, oh, I couldn't really do it. I mean, you know you can. Don't mix the two. Know what's an excuse and what's emes, or else it's shatnas. That's mixing kain and hevel together. Try to do the best you can. Min amufchar, like hevel. Don't mix excuses with reality of what you really can do. That's shatnas. That's kain and hevel together. Don't do that. And then, ki me'olam uchshonim kadmonios, what's really sweet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the korban of hevel, because korban of hevel is similar to the ktoris. As Medrash and Tachuma, as Rinas Yitzchak says, ktoris, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I love the ktoris, because ktoris you're not doing for any ulterior motives. Ktoris is pure. There's no chait that you did. There's no avon that you did. it's pure. And sometimes a person has to realize, even though in life, sometimes he does things with a cheshbon of what he's going to gain from it. Ultimately, you have to sometimes do things for, you know, true altruism, true pure chesed, pure kindness. Or else if you don't, then you become a selfish person. And that's what we see from the Korban of Hevel, that it was pure. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the Korban of Hevel because it was the best he could bring. It wasn't Oronochal V'Yeshbayo there. It was the best, and it was totally Nishem Shemayim. It wasn't even for his self-atonement or anything like that. And Bez Hashem, those are the lessons that we should always try to, whatever we do, to give it the best. And you can't always be altruistic, but sometimes we should do things that are totally l'shem shemayim, totally l'shem chesed, totally l'shem being a good person, even though you're not looking for any outside gift.